This is the Money Radio Network. Buy, bid, sell.
Yeah, half it go. Let's get her going here, ladies and gentlemen. Start me off. Half a bid here. $100 go. $100 bid at 125. Quarter there, but a half it go to half now. 150 bid to go 175.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give for? I'm at 25 to get 30 now. 500 bid to have another $40 on the making of 40 now. 500 bid to five.
You bought it. $500.
Auctions are sweeping the nation. Become an insider and a player in the auction game. What auctions to attend? How to bid? When to bid? Learn from the pros here on the Auction Block.
Sold. The gentleman in the back there, high bidder.
The Auction Block is on now.
Sold. You're the buyer there, in the middle there. You got it.
Here's your host, Jason Stansel.
Welcome to the program. Happy Tuesday, everybody. My name is Jason Stansel, and you're tuned in to the Auction Block right here on Money Radio 1510, 99.3 FM. You can find me at Jason Stansel at impetusauction.com. That's I-M-P-E-T-U-S auction.com. And today I'm very happy to be bringing in Sean Hanafy. Sean, you've been on the show before. You and your partner, Mitch Jordan. We were talking about contract auctioneers. That was kind of the theme for the day, but we're going to be switching up what we do here on the Auction Block in a little bit more detail. We're going to kind of follow a format that I really like that we use on Millennial Money Club on Fridays. Sean's been good enough to join us as we move into some segments over the next couple of weeks where we're going to really give you, the listener, the general public, the inside track of the auction industry and really teach you how to live better by buying at auction. And Sean was good enough to join me today. Sean, how are you doing?
Pretty good, buddy. It's great to be back, and I'm really excited about the new format and moving forward, how we're going to have a new way to connect with the listener and get them really in touch with what's going on in the auction industry and how they can become a part of it and buy well, live well, make a little money or liquidate assets, whatever it is they need to know. We're going to put them in the right direction and help them get it done.
Exactly. And one of the things, on a selfish note, that I really love about Sean is that we're actually doing some things, both of our companies together, and he has got tremendous connections all over the country with a lot of auctioneers and guys that have been in the auction business. He knows far more people than I do based on his travels and his ability as a contract auctioneer and an award-winning contract auctioneer. So he's been good enough to give me some rundowns of some good guests that we want on the show, and we were actually discussing this on Friday. And he had brought up a name to me, and I did a little research on this gentleman. We're going to bring in Mr. Wayne Wheat, who's written a book that I think is incredible. It's very cleverly titled. I'm going to let Wayne come on the show in just a couple of minutes, Sean, but I want you to set the stage for us, if you will, and just give me an idea on how you have met Wayne and the kind of impact he's had on your career.
Oh, Wayne's an excellent, excellent guest. He's perfect for the change in the new format here. Wayne and I actually became acquainted probably about 4 years ago. We had met working with auction.com. We'd met doing real estate auctions. Wayne was flying in from Texas to conduct sales here, and I had a chance to work with him and learn quite a bit from him. And since then, I've just had a chance to really grow a friendship and build a good relationship with him. Wayne is been able to conduct auctions all over the country and even beyond that, push the borders and conduct sales around the world. So if there's anybody that's going to know about a good bidder base, a good strategy, a good approach to the auction world, if you're new to it, Wayne's going to have some insight for you.
And I think he is the perfect guest to kick off this new segment, as Sean just mentioned. We're talking about living better, buying at auction, and not just buying, but selling at auction. There's a lot of ways to make a lot of money in this business. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Mr. Wayne Wheat. Wayne, thank you for being on the program.
Well, my pleasure, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you today.
Let me ask you first about the book, because you and I had a chance to chat yesterday afternoon for a little while, and if my notes are correct, I believe this book came out June 15th and shot to number one within a week or 2 weeks of that date, and I love the title. It's How to Bid and Grow Rich. Is that the title of the book we're discussing?
Yes, sir. It is called Bid and Grow Rich, and you know, 27 years of traveling around the world as an auctioneer and answering people's questions, I realized that most people don't really know how auctions operate from the inside. And my goal in writing the book was to educate the bidder. So I start the book off with, because a savvy bidder is good for the business. And that's not my Texas accent getting in the way. Actually,
D-I-D. I love it. So let's start with, if you are a bidder who's never been to an auction before, picking up this book, what is this going to do for not only the novice buyer, and then we'll move into the more experienced bidder, but who did you really write this for? Give us the general overview of who this book is going to be good for.
Well, great question. I took a step back several times and rewrote quite a bit of the book over 6 to 9 month period. Because when I first started out, I was just trying to explain the auction business to the layperson. And then as the book progressed, I realized that there's regular auction attendees that really don't bid effectively. And it really is good for the auction industry to have an educated bidder. So as a hobby, I play tournament poker, and you guys have poker there in your area, so I'm jealous.
Yes, we do.
We have no Texas Hold'em in the state of Texas, so go figure that.
Right.
Anyway, I decided that I would analogy poker betting with bidding at an auction. And in my book, it explains you don't have to understand the game of poker to understand the movements or motions or the things that you're doing, and that they have a reason. Everything you do at the auction has a reason. And so, you know, that was probably one of the more, successful chapters. So one of the categories that it went to number one in was consumer behavior. And I think that had a large part to do with that.
So let's talk about what gives you kind of the background and knowledge to write a book like this. Sean was telling me about the influence that you've had on his career, and you just mentioned, you know, 20, 30 years in this business. How did you get started in the auction business? It's a unique game. There's not a lot of people who are ever exposed to the auction business, and one of the things that our show is trying to do is really bring the auction game front and center with consumers and giving them another tool in their tool belt, whether you're a real estate agent or a fiduciary, an estate planner, what have you, to look at the auction method of marketing, because I've been in it since I was 16. Sean's been in it a very long time. My partner in Pettis, who's coming in segment number two or three, Tim, he's been in it for over the last 10 years. So we get it, but there's a lot of people who don't get it. How did you get started in there?
Well, that was a funny story, actually. I was a U.S. Army captain, was commissioned in New Mexico Military Institute, and then attended Texas A&M as a lieutenant, then went active duty, airborne, and IOBC. And at the end of my term as a captain, in order to become a major, you have to go to a place called Command General Staff College. So it's a pretty serious decision, and I just kind of wanted to look around at opportunities in the private sector. I had always loved cars, you know, classic cars and sports cars, so I decided I was going to attend my first auction. And so you're talking about a guy in his mid-20s who had never been to an auction. And I ended up buying a car, and I ended up paying too much for it. But one thing I learned from the auction is that I loved the way that the sales were done. I liked the energy. I liked the environment. And I decided to find out more about it. So after that auction, I went to one of the largest dealer auctions in the state of Texas. I think they had about 16 car lanes running simultaneously. And, you know, the only way I can describe it is the environment of the New York Stock Exchange.
Exactly. So I totally agree with that.
Yep. Now, back in those days, people literally had to have like a credit card type thing where you'd take it to a clerk. So it wasn't bidder badges and things like that. And it was pretty much a madhouse.
Of course
it was. I talked
to
the lead auctioneer and found out with some effort, I found out how to become an auctioneer, and 3 to 6 months later, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Missouri Auction School.
So that let me just stop you right there. We've only got a couple of seconds left, Wayne, and there's so much to talk to you about. But I love how you just described the auto auction in that environment. Sean and I just looked at each other when you said that. It is exactly like being on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. It is wild. If you guys are just tuning in, it's the On the Auction Block show every Tuesday. My name is Jason Stancil. Our special guest is Wayne Wheat. We'll be right back with segment number two after this.
You're listening to The Auction Block, the only show that makes and saves you money.
I'm at a 450. There's the 450. Nickel 440 to 475. At 475, bid 475 up. I'm giving a 475.
We'll be back after these short messages.
block, it's a 5 3/4. I'm a 5 3/4 quarter, sold.
Now, back to the auction block.
Welcome back to the program. Segment number 2 here on Tuesday. It is on the auction block. My name is Jason Stancil. Our special guest today is Wayne Wheat. He is the Clear Auctioneer. You can find him at www.theclearauctioneer.com or www.waynewheat.com. And we are talking about his new book, Bid and Grow Rich. And we're going to be right back with Wayne in just a couple of minutes, but we want to jump into segment number 2. Here's a new feature on our show. We're going to bring Tim Arbolita in to give us the rundown on what's going on locally in Arizona on the auction scene. Tim?
So this is what we have going on this week in Arizona. One I want to give you about is the IAA auction, which is the insurance auto auction, and that happens live every Monday, and that's open to the public, and that runs from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., so if you're trying to get out there today, you better hurry up and get down there because it ends at 4:30 today. Also, Sierra Auction has one down in Tucson and one down in here locally. It's open to the public, and it's running on the 20th. And for you guys to know, down in Tucson, so it used to happen on the second Saturday. It's now happening on the third Saturday. And it used to be Leader Auction, and it's called Sierra Leader Auction. On the 20th, EJ's also has a watch auction. And then on the 17th closing, Auction AZ has a few auctions that we talked about last week, the Rolling Stock Auction. And they also have a Yavapai County real estate auction for 7 acres of property. So if you're interested in buying some property, that one's closing on the 17th as well, online only.
Thank you, Tim. You can find Tim at Tim Arbolita. His company is ImpetusAuction.com. And we'll get back with more of him throughout the program. All right, Wayne, right before the break, we were letting you tell your story, and I know Sean's got a couple of questions for you, but if you want to finish with your overview, I'm going to let Sean jump in right after that. You've got a very interesting background, and it makes a lot of sense why we need to go pick up this book.
Well, thanks again for having me, guys. So, I found out about an auction school, and I really think it's one of the best-kept secrets in America. It's still the American dream where you can, go and learn a trade. And if you work hard enough, you can do some big things. And as far as the auction environment itself, the auction method of marketing, everything you can buy in life, you can buy at auction with the exception of maybe gas and groceries, right? So cars, houses, I always tell people go buy it at auction, but just make sure you know what you're doing. So anyway, how you doing, Sean?
I'm great, Wayne. How are you today, buddy?
Doing well, sir. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks for joining us today. So, obviously, some of the new direction the show's going in right now is going to be to educate the listener and get them in tune with how they can break that barrier for entry into the auction world. Now, and your book is going to really cover a lot of that material, and we're going to try and echo that here on the show some. But one thing that I was saying at the start of the show was that not only have you had a chance to really cover a lot of auctions all over the nation, you've also had an opportunity to push that cross those boundaries as well and start conducting auctions all over the world. You've been to some pretty exotic locations and conducted some other high-dollar sales. What I want to know is how well-received is the auction method of marketing in your travels, and is it a very popular method of marketing?
Well, it's a good question. Sean, as you know, the bid calling chant is not necessarily used the same way in different countries. What I've done mostly overseas has been domain names and intellectual property. And those type of auctions does require a little different kind of chant. If I had to compare it to something, I would say it's more like the benefit auction business where you have to be very clear. You can't be too fast. One of my auctions was in Prague, Czechoslovakia. There were 8 translators on headsets.
Wow.
So you obviously can't be doing a car auction chant and expect those translators to even understand.
Right.
Your chant.
What a train wreck that would be, huh?
Sure. So, yeah, the auction business has, I've been very blessed. It's given me a lot of opportunities to travel and to meet other people. I've done some art auctions overseas. Those all have just been great.
So just...
let me jump in real quick, Sean. To your point, because I really want to know this, because Sean brings up an excellent situation outside of the country, because you have done a lot more auctions than I have outside of the country. Do you find that people outside of America receive auctions in much better ways than they do inside of America? I mean, it really seems like in other countries, like I know in Australia, with the way they sell their real estate, auction is just a normal course of business, not necessarily a second or a third option like it really is in America. Is that true?
That is true. You know, Australia, New Zealand, their first choice for selling real estate is auction. And you, in this country, you find this a lot more prevalent in the Midwest, actually, where the estates are larger. There's, you know, there's more land involved. They have tractors, implements. So this is you know, auctions in the U.S. over the last 100 years in the Midwest is still, in most cases, the number one choice or reason to market your property. Another thing that I see trending in this country is the premium or platinum properties. So a friend of mine recently sold the Vice President Dan Quayle's house on the East Coast at auction. A lot of celebrities are now selling their homes at auction, and people are starting to realize that it's not necessarily, or not forget necessarily, it's in no way a last resort. It should be something you considered, you know, from the very beginning.
First response, not a last resort. That's a phrase I kind of coined at a convention about 10 years ago, and it seems like we're still trying to hammer that point in out here on the West Coast, and it's slow going, but people are starting to catch up. That's why hopefully shows like this are gonna help with that. I want to jump off and talk about the book. Sean, I know you got some more questions for it, so let me throw you back to Sean for a minute.
Well, so that being said, I guess it's pretty safe to say that people all around the world are actually pretty excited about auctions right now, and that's pretty fair, right, Wayne?
Yes, sir, I would say that's right. You know, the interesting thing, Sean, when I go, whether it be 40 or 50 people at an estate sale with a white wedding tent in the yard on a weekend, or if it's in a convention center with 5,000 people, irregardless of how we got the information from the bidder of how they heard about the auction, I always do a show of hands. And when I say, folks, if you've never been to an auction before, would you raise your hands and let me know? And without exception, it's nearly 50%. And, I mean, I'm even talking about people in their 60s or 70s at this first auction, which just blows my mind. And the number of hands continue to grow over the years because people are just now finding out, hey, the auction method is a good way to acquire merchandise. And what I'm doing with my book is trying to educate that buyer so that they're comfortable in that environment and they feel more compelled to attend our auctions, which helps our business as well.
That's excellent. You know, we were talking yesterday a little bit, you and I on the phone, and there's still those moments when you run into somebody and they hear about the auction and they go, oh, well, that's kind of strange. But a lot of people in the public just don't realize that the auction method of marketing is responsible for hundreds of billions with a B dollars annually. So it's kind of nice to get them a little bit of exposed to what it is that we've got going on. Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know, right? And your book is going to really help these people get a good understanding and a good grasp on how they can get involved and how they can be a part of it in a positive way.
And Wayne, before you comment on that, why don't we tell our listeners here, I think we've got a couple minutes left in this segment, how can they find your book? Where do you have it at?
Well, you can go to Amazon and just type in Bid and Grow Rich, or either of the websites you talked about earlier, Wayne Wheat. .com or theclearauctioneer.com.
And let me let you comment on what Sean just said, because that is one of the biggest things that I think is so understated and misunderstood by the general public, is how much money auctions are responsible for. You and your career, I mean, you've had to have turned hundreds of millions of dollars doing this. What can you say for what you've seen out there as far as how much money you think annually the auction business is generating right now? And unfortunately, we only have a minute left, but we will pick this up in the third quarter.
Well, great question. The stats can be found at the National Auctioneers Association website, which is, I believe, NAA.org. But just in my personal experience, just to give you the perspective of a single auctioneer, and there are in the United States nearly 20,000 auctioneers. So one single auctioneer, in 1 week, I will sell about 800 vehicles, and I will sell as many as 50 to 60 homes. In addition to that, I do business liquidations, so I'm selling furniture stores, I'm selling jewelry stores, I'm selling rug stores. So, you know, you put a pen and pencil to that, and you come up with a pretty big number. It is with a B. It's in the billions.
It's incredible how much the auction industry is responsible for, and the auction method of marketing is such a great way to sell your product. Guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to On the Auction Block right here at Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. My special guest is Wayne Wheat. We're going to be right back talking about his book, Bid and Grow Rich, right here on the block. We're going to pay some bills. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Auction Block, the only show that makes and saves you money.
I'm at a 450. There's a 450. Nickel 440 to 475. At 475, bid 475 up. I'm giving a 475.
We'll be back after a quick check of the news.
Back to 5.25. Have a 5.25 quarter. Sold.
Now back to The Auction Block.
Welcome back to the program. We're in quarter number three right here on the auction block. Happy Tuesday, everybody, if you're just tuning in with us. My name is Jason Stancil. You can find me at Jason Stancil at ImpetusAuction.com. That's I-M-P-E-T-U-S Auction.com. Our special guest today is Wayne Wheat. We're talking about his book, Bid and Grow Rich. We're starting a new format here on the auction block. I've asked my good friend Sean to join us. He's one of the best contract auctioneers around, and Tim Arbolita will be in with our updates on what's going on in the auction world each and every Tuesday right here at noon on Money Radio 1510 and 99.3 FM. If you haven't done it yet, download the Money Radio Network app and follow us on Facebook. We are on all of your popular social media sites. So, Wayne, let's get back to the topic at hand. Sean, I know you've got some more questions for him, but I want to backtrack because Tim brought up a good point during the break, because we used to get into this debate, I know 10, 12, even 15 years ago, when the auction association was in a bit of a divide, right? Remember when the internet was coming and the online platform versus the live auction, and there were so many auctioneers that it seemed like were taking sides on what was a more effective way to actually sell an auction. Would it be an online situation? Is it a live situation? Now, since we have the simulcast, and there's so many different ways using technology that just pair hand-in-hand with the auction method of marketing, do you address some of these things in your book or talk historically about how there was a little bit of acrimony that used to come out of our industry when the internet and technology was pushed on the scene?
Great question. I've been very involved in the National Association for my entire career, and I was one of those auctioneers that, you know, had a little trepidation about online auctions. And you see what has occurred today. You do have some companies that do online auctions that aren't necessarily from an auction background. Having said that, the simulcast part of the industry is just amazing because, you know, think about it. We can stand in a room anywhere in the world and access, or the bidders can access us or our inventory from anywhere, and they can watch us and they can participate as if they're there. So I do address that in the book, the simulcast. And then for online only auctions, I recommend to people to make sure they do their due diligence to research the company, make sure they understand terms and conditions. One of the fallacies that I see with a lot of bidders, even, you know, people who have gone for many years, they think the terms and conditions at one auction transcends to the next one, and as we know, that's not necessarily the case. The terms and conditions can be completely different, especially with regards to returns, or, you know, things are as is, where is, you know, things with provenance. So, you know, if you're bidding online only, I always, you know, in the book recommend that you know, really do your homework.
Couldn't agree with that more, Wayne. Due diligence is absolutely paramount if you're going to make your way into the auction industry. Do a little homework on what it is you're going to buy. Do some research on where you're going to buy it, how you're going to buy it, and again, terms and conditions. Couldn't agree with you more. So we were just talking a little bit about the immense amount of commerce that the auction industry is responsible year in and year out. And I gotta say, I completely agree with you on simulcast. I think that there's a place for all the different tools in the industry, but I think simulcast has really helped us grow and reach a bigger audience. And if they can watch it live, well, then, yeah, in a way, essentially really grow your live audience. Sometimes double, triple, quadruple. You can reach so many more people. I do simulcast auctions every week, much like yourself, and it gives us an opportunity to reach out to a buyer that otherwise may not be able to participate.
That's correct. And just a little over a month ago, I had quite a large amount of Asian antiques, Asian antiquities, that were more collectibles. There were some large pieces, no furnishings, but some of the vases were, 4 or 5 feet tall. And 90% of our bidders were from China and Vietnam, and that's where we shipped the merchandise to, and that's even though it was a live auction held in Houston.
And that's so incredible. Yeah, that's fantastic, because these are buyers that may have otherwise been dissuaded from bidding in an auction, and now, bam, they have the platform to participate.
Exactly, and you're getting the merchandise to the right bidder base, and that's what I love. And I think that's one of the things that the general public needs to understand when it comes to the auction method of marketing, Wayne, is that what we do in the auction business is we have to be very good at selling a whole multitude of product. We know that. But what makes us really good, and especially in the real estate business, is that we go out and we find the demographic and we find the group of buyers that's going to be interested in that type of product or that property. And we get them together, we pin them together, and we force them upon emotion and price to achieve what we call not only fair market value, but the highest market value. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely correct. And you hit the nail on the head. So, the auction creates a sense of urgency. And the bidders know that on a certain date, at a certain time, this property is going to be sold. And so you create a fair market environment, a competition. I like to tell the crowd that I've got the striped shirt and the whistle. Let's go. And that's how it works in the auction business.
Exactly. You know what? I say the same thing. I'm not here to tell you what to bid or how to do it. I'm just here to officiate the process. So I think that is so great to hear you say that, because that's what we do at Impetus. Is a lot of times when we're at the real estate sale, you'll get a lot of bidders that'll come up to us. And this is a nice segue into what I want to talk about going into the fourth quarter here, is novice buyers who have no idea how to participate at auction. I want you to give us the kind of the hints and some of the tips on where do they need to start to become familiar, because I'll get this question all the time. So what should I bid? Where should I be at? How do we do this? And my answer is quite simply, look, I'm not here to tell you what to bid. I'm just here to facilitate the process. So that brings us to the question, and this is the big point that I think we want to run into the next quarter with, is you've got a bunch of people out there, maybe they've heard this show for the very first time. They happen to just be in the car. They flip the channel. Obviously, they're going auction, know nothing about that. What should people do to get started in the auction industry when they've not participated, they've not seen an auction, they have no idea who Barrett Jackson is? What do these guys need to do? What's the first step?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to let you escape without a compliment to the transition to the fourth quarter. I appreciate that with the referee analogy.
That was nice. Thank you.
So congratulations on that. So what I tell folks, and this is in the book, you need to attend some auctions. And again, I do analogy to poker. Some of the great coaches will make their students go sit at a poker table for 3 or 4 hours and not play a single hand, throw away everything, even if it's aces. And that is very hard to do. Even if you don't understand poker, you know what aces are. So this allows them to learn. This allows them to watch the other poker players. So if you're a bidder, you should get into the auction environment. Go to some auction houses. I recommend that you focus on a specific industry you like. If you're not familiar with cars, that's probably not where you're going to do well. But whether it be real estate or estates, go and watch. Watch the process. Watch how people bid. Watch how the auctioneer starts the bidding. Some auctioneers will start high and work their way down. Others will start very low on every item and off they go. But you need to know the answer to those questions before you get that bidder card in your hand and you hurt yourself.
That's correct, Wayne. That's pretty fair advice. We do a lot of real estate auctions for distressed property here in Maricopa County. Every Tuesday, we'll do these downtown foreclosure sales, and you do a lot of these in Texas, too. I know you do. And we get a lot of third-party public buyers that show up to the sale that are looking to really break into some investment property, and that's the very first bit of advice I can give them is hang out, pay attention to the process, learn a little bit, and then go home and do some due diligence on what it is that you're looking at to buy.
And I think one of the big things is if you haven't done that, the adrenaline rush you get from that. Let's go back to what you had said at the very beginning, Wayne, about what it was like for you when you were in that car auction at 16 Lanes, and you kind of equated that to what it feels like to be on the floor at Wall Street. It is such a rush, and I think that is probably the best advice you can give anybody, because you're not going to know how to get your emotions under control when that situation comes. Like Tim, you know, he just bought a property at auction.com 6 months ago that we're now in escrow with, thank God, and closing's coming up. But Tim, you've been in the auction business for a very long time, and tell me about the emotions that day when you bought this property, and you've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah, that's a great question. I was definitely, it was emotional for me, and just to back up your two points, I actually went 4 weeks in a row where I didn't bid on anything.
That's right. And he was there.
And I watched what was going on, and I went every day and looked on the sites and looked at the houses, and I wrote down all my notes of where I needed to be and whether I was going to lose or not. I had a number that I wouldn't go over. And so that's what I stuck to. Matter of fact, the house that I won was the last one of that day. And on my list, the last one, it was my highest price point, and I got it at that number.
Perfect, and that's exactly what we're talking about, is the emotion that comes with this game is so much fun. Guys, you're just tuned in. It's On the Auction Block. We're in quarter number three with Wayne Wheat. He is the author of Bid and Grow Rich, and we're going to try to keep him on for at least another 7 minutes with us. We've still got a lot more questions for Wayne. Wayne, we have sure enjoyed your time. Can we get you to stick around with us for just a couple more minutes?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. We're going to pay some bills, and then we'll be right back. You're tuned into the Auction Block. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Auction Block, the only show that makes and saves you money.
I'm at a 450. There's the 450. Nickel 440 to 475. At 475, bid 475 up. I'm here at a 475.
We'll be back after these short messages.
Back to 5 1/4. I'm a 5 1/4. Quarter sold.
Now back to The Auction Block.
Welcome back to the program. Happy Tuesday, everybody. My name is Jason Stansel. You're listening to On the Auction Block. Our special guest is Wayne Wheat today. He is the author of Bid and Grow Rich. You can find me at Jason Stansel at ImpetusAuction.com. That's ImpetusAuction.com. Tim Arbolita lives there as well. If you have any interesting things that you'd like to reach out to us about, any real estate, personal property, intellectual property, or what have you, we're happy to take your calls and your emails. Wayne, why don't you give the listeners out there your information, how to find you, why to find you, and how to get your book?
Oh, thank you so much. So you can find me online at waynewheat.com. or theclearauctioneer.com. And that has links to my book, or just go to Amazon, and it's Bid and Grow Rich.
Perfect, Wayne. And Sean Hanafy, I'm going to give you the same opportunity. Sean's going to be joining us here on the show for a while. How do people find you?
Well, if any of the listeners have any questions about any of the things that I do, or any of the auctions I participate in, or if they have questions just in general, just send me an email, guys. You can reach me at Sean, S-E-A-N, at theusauctionco.com.
Wonderful. Okay, Wayne, we've only got a few minutes left. We're in the fourth quarter. We've been talking about your book, Bid and Grow Rich. You've given some very, very good advice. We definitely want to have you back on the show in the very near future, because I think there's so much more that we can explore with you on different levels. But we're really speaking to those guys that are totally novice. They may not either believe in the auction method of marketing or have experienced the auction method of marketing. In the last quarter, we were talking about go see an auction. And I think we all have testimonials sitting in the studio and at home where we've had to do that. We've had to go watch an auction. We've had to really get familiar with the process, find out what it looks like. That's great advice. That's a great start. Obviously, picking up your book, Bid and Grow Rich, which you can find on Amazon right now by Wayne Wheat, is another great way to do it. But what are some other things that people need to know as far as getting started in this business? Give us some tips, Wayne.
Absolutely. My advice to a novice bidder, well, even an experienced bidder, it's not too late to correct your behavior. I would create good relationships with not only the auctioneers and the staff, but the auction houses. You know, everywhere that you're going to be doing business, you should, you know, have a good relationship with those folks. It will affect your pricing and bidding, the attitude of the people around you, other bidders around you. You should be polite to them. You know, if you get outbid, you get outbid. It's just business. And, you know, we're always very careful with collusion in our business. We don't want, you know, bidders having what we call the brother-in-law effect. But, you know, it doesn't hurt every once in a while when there's something that you're bidding on, somebody kind of likes you, and they just ask, and they drop out. And same thing, you're bidding on something you don't have to have, and somebody that you like is bidding. Sometimes you drop out. So, you know, create some goodwill with the auction houses, with the auctioneer. Let the auctioneer know that, hey, if there's anything left at the end of this estate, you know, give me a call. You know, it doesn't hurt even outside of the auction to have those relationships. So if I were a new bidder, I would be attending different auctions, find out where I'm most comfortable, and, you know, make sure that I'm bidding on product that I'm willing to learn about if I don't already have that information.
That's absolutely right. And you know, Wayne, again, I like to remind people, there's no friends at an auction, just friendly competition. That's one of the things I like to tell them when it comes down to the whole brother-in-law thing you were just talking about. But yeah, that's pretty sound advice, and I got to agree with you there, buddy. One of the things that I like to let everybody know and I like to remind them of is it's a live auction. First thing everybody should try and do is have some fun with it. And if they're trying to learn, if there's anything they have questions about, I always like to encourage them not to be bashful. Get out there, do some exploring, and try and soak up what you can every opportunity that you get.
And Wayne, let me ask you about this. Your book, I am dying to go through the whole thing. I started it last night, so I'm not going to tell you what chapter I'm on because I'm embarrassed to tell you that. But you talk about things that people need to do at an auction, right? About how to purchase at an auction and things like that. I haven't gone far enough to know. What about from the sales side of that? Somebody's got something they want to sell, and they're curious about, is the auction method of marketing the right avenue for them? What's the pro, con, something like that? Is this something that your book, Bid and Grow Rich, can help these guys with?
There's no specific chapter for sellers, but a great question. So, you know, what I tell in the real estate market, for instance, when I'm sitting down with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and they're thinking about selling their home, do we want to list this traditionally, or would you like to sell it at an auction? And an auction may not have even occurred to them. And then I give them the benefits of auction. Look, there's a cost to holding this property. Today's market, where we're living here, and you know, 150,000 people, we're looking at a 5.5 month supply of inventory. So 5 months of property taxes and notes, you know, you got to factor that in. If we list the property at $300,000, the property is only going to be that price or lower. If you would like to do an auction, we're going to move it quicker. We're going to have competitive bidding, and it's going to be a price and higher. So the price is going to go up above whatever, you know, our established opening bid is. So, you know, I let people make that decision. I show them the pros and cons of both. I prefer the auction method and pretty much everything that's sold.
So let me ask you this. If you've got somebody that approaches you and says, hey, I have X, would this be good for auction? And we'll take real estate kind of out of the table on this. What are some of the asset classes that you've worked with in the past? Obviously, the intellectual property. I totally agree. The auction method of marketing is the way to do that. I sold a liquor license once, and that was probably the most fun I've ever had selling anything, and broke all kinds of records down here. What type of asset classes, and we've only got about a minute and a half left, do you like for auction? What would you say, okay, just start with auction, then work your way into other sales methods. What asset classes would that be?
Well, there's quite a few, but let's start with artwork. There's a reason that someone owning a Pablo Picasso doesn't list it for sale. Right. It goes to a big auction house. And the reason they do that is, you know, that's the only way to find out what it's really worth in the real world. And if you put a Picasso at $100 million, you know, the last original sold for well over that. So you've lost many millions of dollars.
Right.
I would say, you know, jewelry falls into that class. You know, not common everyday scrap jewelry, but, you know, nice stuff that falls into the class. Rugs fall into that class. Last year, I was fortunate enough to sell the Namati collection in downtown New York City. And they'd been in business 52 years. They had rugs that, you know, were hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, they can't just put prices on them and move them out the door in a one-week period. Retail or even in a GOB, they need an auction because they need to attract a large crowd, and they need someone who can talk, you know, give a good description of the item, but do it quickly and sell one item every 2 or 3 minutes. You know, a good rug in a store may take a month to sell. There's a lot of different parts of, you know, our industry where auction should be the number one choice.
If you guys are just tuning in, you missed a great program. Make sure you go to the Money Radio website, download the Money Radio Network app so you can catch this show and all of the great shows on this network. Wayne Wheat, Bid and Grow Rich, thank you so much for being here. For Tim Arbolita, Sean Hanafy, my name is Jason Stansel. We'll see you next week on the Auction Block.
You've been listening to The Auction Block with auction expert Jason Stansel. Looking to bid, buy, or sell at an auction? Call us today at 602-424-5034. That's 602-424-5034. Or email The Auction Block at moneyradio.com. Can't listen live? Download the Money Radio app today and listen on your time.
This is the Money Radio Network.